to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, the church is given its political agenda. We're not told to picket or protest, but to pray. We're not to push for a government takeover, but to pray for government's tolerance. Our goal is not the Christianization of institutions, but the evangelization of individuals. God wants all men saved, and it's our job to point men to God's only authorized middleman. His name is Jesus Christ. Human beings come in two varieties, male and female. A lady in the Lord can dress mod, but needs to be modest. She should seek to impress society, not with her figure, but with her faith. In the church and family, the man is to be the leader, and the woman the supporter. Men and women are equal in righteousness, but different in roles. These roles were not just applicable to the culture of the first century church, but they remain normative for the church today. When Paul explains his reasoning, he takes the issue out of its cultural context and all the way back to Genesis. Adam's sin was weakness of will, while Eve's sin was doctrinal deception. Because Eve sinned by mishandling God's word, man is given the role of teaching doctrine in the church. When we conform to these roles, we remind the world of mankind's fall and need for a Savior. A Savior was promised to Eve. The seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. It is this childbirth, the birth of Jesus, that has provided our salvation.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.